This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Afghan authorities said Wednesday that a bombing attack that targeted Afghanistan's acting defense minister killed at least 8 people and wounded 20. The deputy minister was not hurt in the attack claimed by Taliban insurgents. The blast went off late Tuesday in a heavily guarded upscale neighborhood of the capital of Kabul. It was followed by a gun battle that also left 4 militants dead, according to authorities. The Interior Ministry spokesperson said the casualty toll could rise, and a Taliban spokesman in a statement Wednesday did claim responsibility for that attack. Gunfire outside the Pentagon this Tuesday led to multiple injuries in the massive military headquarters in the United States going into lockdown. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
I'm sending an offer from Cal. The Pentagon remains in lockdown.
The incident happened on a Metro bus platform just steps away from the Pentagon itself. An AP reporter heard multiple gunshots. Another heard an officer yell, "Shooter." Roughly 90 minutes later, the Pentagon's police force tweeted the incident scene was secure and the lockdown was, for the most part, lifted. Neither Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin nor Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley were here at the time. They were at the White House with President Biden. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
The British Navy has warned of a potential hijack of a ship off the coast of the United Arab Emirates in the Gulf of Oman without elaborating. That incident Tuesday night comes amid heightened tensions between Iran and the West over its tattered nuclear deal, and its commercial shipping in the region has found itself in the crossfire across shares over it. Most recently, the U.S., the U.K., and Israel have blamed Iran for a drone attack on an oil tanker off Oman that killed 2 people. This is VOA News. China has sealed off at least one city in an attempt to contain the resurgence of a fast-spreading COVID-19, marking the China's worst coronavirus outbreak since the start of the pandemic a year and a half ago. Wednesday, dozens more cases were reported around the country. Now, the country's on high alert as a cluster of cases caused by the Delta variant touched at least 17 provinces. After a hotspot grew from one city near a famed scenic area, officials issued an order that no one, whether tourist or resident, could leave. The U.S. President Joe Biden is chiding Republican governors who are resisting virus mitigation rules. More from AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
At a news conference Tuesday, President Joe Biden was critical of Republican governors who are blocking reimposition of mask mandates to slow the Delta variant of COVID-19.
I say to these governors, please help. But you aren't going to help, at least get out of the way.
In Arkansas, Republican Governor Asa Hutchinson has called the legislature back into session to consider revising a law he signed in April that prohibits mask mandates by schools and other government entities.
I am supportive of a legislative remedy.
But in Arizona, a science teacher filed a lawsuit trying to block the Phoenix Union High School District from imposing a mask mandate. Mike Gracia, Washington.
And some major U.S. companies are telling workers that they will have to get vaccinated against COVID-19. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn elaborates.
Tyson Foods will require all of its U.S. employees to get vaccinated against COVID-19, becoming one of the first major employers of frontline workers to do so as the virus flares again. Microsoft says it will require proof of vaccination for workers and visitors, similar to Google and Facebook. Other companies like Amazon and Walmart have declined to mandate vaccines for their frontline employees. Meanwhile, unionized workers at 3 auto companies, General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis, are being told that they will have to wear masks again, regardless of vaccination status. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Helicopters dropped water to try and contain fire spreading near an industrial area outside of Athens, Greece, on Tuesday morning. The wildfires burned down homes and forced authorities to evacuate residents as emergency services grappled dozens of forest fires during Greece's worst heat wave in over 30 years. Temperatures of over 40 degrees Celsius and winds have fanned wildfires in different areas of Greece in recent days. Europe is grappling with a summer of extreme weather, from heavy flooding in the north to the severe heat waves and fires that have engulfed several areas in the Mediterranean region. More at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.